area. And that's another reason. The builders of the townhouses, they were talking to another neighbor who said that they had a problem with these people about an issue, and they're very nasty, and they will not, you know, and that's even more the reason why I won't talk to, you know. I get that the parking's a problem, but they could legally park in front of my house for 2 months, and it's just not right. It's like, I would like to park. We can't park in front of my house because they tie up the, and they don't leave. It's like, I thought it was an abandoned park.
The only thing that I can think of that might give any help in the future is that we're looking at that whole area. We did, that's the first word. We did an audit of the number of spots that are in that area, and we found that there's in the neighborhood of 900 parking spots in your neighborhood, from Jackson to about Little Rock. And then we also found out that there's, we've been giving out in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 parking passes to the high rises, which is just too many. It ended up being north of 5,000 parking passes when you add them all up. So this coming year, we're going to be looking at that entire neighborhood. So we're reducing the number of parking passes and charging for some of them, that will also reduce it. So that being said, that'll reduce the number of people in the whole area that have the ability to stay longer than 2 hours in the parking spot. So that could create, a little bit better.
I mean,
but
it's
just too many cars. That ratio in that area is just too dense.
It's just very frustrating. I would like to park, like, not me, because I'm fortunate enough to have a driveway, but our tenant, you know, he's got to park around the corner on Hillside just to get a parking spot. We don't ever have the opportunity.
Yeah. So. And the townhouses will have these 2 parking spots, I think?
Well, the townhouses have a driveway and they have a garage, too.
Yeah.
So hopefully, but see, that's the other problem, because there's driveways there now and you can't park. So you're losing even more parking spaces with the driveways.
Yeah. So other cities, because we're doing some of this, do things like charge for parking passes, but and hundreds of dollars. We're not going to be doing that, but
maybe more than $2.
Maybe more than $2. But it's a problem all season long.
I know, but it's just like,
and then like
3 weeks. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
The other thing too is a girlfriend of mine asked me, her daughter lives in Ventnor across the street from Rite Aid, and I told her I was coming here today. And her daughter is handicapped. How did they decide where handicapped spots are designated in the city? Because her daughter drives, she has MS, and you know, she's going through her own thing of her aches and pains and all that, and she's got to walk pretty far. So she said, how do they determine where our handicapped spots are?
Right now, the only ones in the right-of-way that I'm aware of are ones that are either metered, in the metered lots, or out here in front of City Hall. We don't put them out, and this was advice to PD, not to put them in neighborhoods, because then everybody's going to walk. And then that just limits the number of spaces you have even more.
Yeah.
We really don't do them, and that's not just our policy. It's been the city's policy for a long time.
Right.
Some you'll see some in buildings like the one that's going to be built on Ventnor Avenue, because there's more than 3 units.
What
they need.
If you have more than 5 spaces, you have to have
5 spaces.
5 or more, you have to have at least 1 handicap space.
Or
but that's on a site.
On a site.
So in a right of way, it's hard for a municipality to provide handicap spaces in a residential setting. Like we have 2, I think, out here.
That's right.
In front of City Hall at the handicap entrance end.
And then we have them like down.
And we have them in our paid parking areas. That
Newport and Suffolk.
Right.
All right, I thank you, and again, I want to say too, I think you guys are doing a great job, and you know, I'm so happy to hear that you're getting a good security system. I think it's a great thing. I think it's awesome.
Joan is one that I refer to as someone that left Northfield Temple.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And you walk right into a parking issue. Sorry.
It'll go away soon, Joan.
Yeah, you got 2 more.
Right now, my neighbor said Labor Day is coming.
Yeah.
September and October is beautiful here.
I know. Well, we were here last August. So we, you know, and I lived in Ventnor back in 1979 to about 81. So
you're back.
I moved over, so we're back again.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
to fit physical therapy together, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And she worked with camp, works in camp.
Till September 1st.
Till September 1st.
I'm retiring, so I'll be here.
I know. You're gonna come volunteer, Jim.
I
just wanna make note, Al, you're here, and I realize that you're only here to be proactive because Lisa's on vacation next week. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And you even drug your wife, Terry.
That is correct.
So I just want to,
yeah, thank you.
Lisa is wonderful, and you are wonderful in that office. And I just want to, I need to publicly say thank you and acknowledge that you are, not only you're here, but your wife, just in case you needed to be aware of something for next week. I want to thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And Terry, he owes you dinner now.
He does.
We do not have an executive session, correct?
We do not.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second move.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.